Today on Press TV, the easing of insurance sanctions on Iran's oil exports is likely to take months to come into effect. Insurance companies say this is due to complex regulations in the US and the EU. Under the recent nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1, sanctions on insurers dealing with Iran will be eased. French auto giants Renault-Nissan and Peugeot-Citroën are planning to return to Iran's market amid signs that sanctions against the country are easing. Renault and Peugeot are sending representatives to an auto conference in Tehran that opens within hours. This is part of their efforts to reclaim their share of the Iranian market. Anger is rising across Pakistan over the relentless US drone strikes. Pakistanis have taken to the streets in several cities, calling for an immediate end to the deadly airstrikes. The drones have killed large numbers of people, many of them civilians. And the UN has condemned the US use of drones for targeted killing. In Saudi Arabia, the police have briefly detained a leading campaigner for women's rights to drive and a fellow activist. Azizul Yusuf and a colleague were detained in the Saudi capital Riyadh. Saudi Arabia is the only country that prohibits women from driving. Riyadh has been censured by human rights groups on many occasions for its numerous violations of women's rights. One person has been killed, dozens more injured in fresh clashes between security forces and supporters of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Over 180 protesters have been detained too. Violence broke out after Morsi supporters held rallies against a new anti-protest law. Another day of carnage in Iraq as 50 people are killed in terrorist attacks. Officials say that in shootings and bombings across the country, two tribal chiefs and an army major were among the dead. Iraq has seen a sharp rise in violence in recent months, with 600 people killed in November alone. The US military will not change its operations in the East China Sea despite Beijing's scrambling of its fighter jets to monitor American and Japanese aircraft in the area. China has declared an identification area there as its air defense zone, which covers islands disputed between Beijing and Tokyo. The Spanish government announces a draft law that sets fines of up to $1 million for protesters joining unauthorized demonstrations. The government says the draft law will help regulate and protect public freedoms. The opposition, however, says it aims to silence protesters. Those are the latest here on Press TV.